Let me pray. Father, God, I thank you for this opportunity, Lord. Lord, to sow your word, Father, to give your word, Father, to your people, Father. The word that you've birthed inside of me, Father. Lord, I ask you to move away my flesh, Father, and allow your spirit to speak, Father, through me, God. And use me, Father, in spite of me, Lord God. Lord, bring this word out, Father. Open our eyes and our ears to hear, Father, what your spirit would say, Father. Allow us to see, Father, the love, Father, that you've given. And allow us to live in that, Father, and be able to give as you gave, Father. We'll give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to start in Matthew. I'm going to read a few verses that I have. And then I'll get to the point, but I want to read through these real quickly here. And starting in Matthew chapter 10, starting in verse 7. You get there, say amen.
Amen.
As you go, preach the message, the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not take along any gold, any silver or copper in your belts. Take no bag for the journey, or extra tunic, or sandals, or a staff. For the worker is worth his keep. Okay? Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind. We're going to Acts. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer, at 3 in the afternoon. Now, a man crippled from birth was being carried to the temple gate, called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg. For those who were going into the temple courts, when he saw Peter and John about to enter and ask them for money, Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave him their attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold, I do not have. But what I do have, I give to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to 1 John. And all of this is subtle, and it's a bunch of word all at once, but it will make sense here in a minute. Starting chapter 3, verse 17. And if you don't get this, Penny will post it. She'll have my notes. You can go back. It will be online, and you can get it then. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him?
Hmm.
And see, it starts with that. It starts with your heart. You see, I don't want to get into talking about your tithe and your offering. That's a given. You know, in fact, God says to bring your tithe into the storehouse and test him in it. And you know what? Maybe you haven't ever tested God in it, but I dare you to do it.
Uh-huh.
If you've never tested God in your tithe and your offering, I dare you to say, "Lord, I fleece you. I lay it out here. It's okay to do that because he said it was okay to do that."
Mm-hmm.
I dare you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about that, though. It's not about your money.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's about giving something more than your money. See, we like to get hung up on the money. The money is a given.
Right.
The money's a given. God said that's just a given. You just give that. And if you ever feel like I don't have enough money, mm-hmm. I can't get enough, then start saying, okay, God, I'm just going to sow this in faith then.
Yes.
I'm going to trust you then yes. with what I do give, that you would multiply. And I yes. guarantee you, I promise you today that he will multiply.
Amen.
He did it for me, and he'll do it for any of you
right.
at any given time because he's no respecter person. So
yes,
this is not a money thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about money. We're talking of giving yourself.
Yes.
The definition of love, we know it to be giving of yourself for the benefit of another.
Yes.
One thing I have an issue with, and I've had an issue with it, and Ronnie, when he called me, he said, you know, I feel like God has got something about giving. All I can get is giving. And I didn't get it then. I didn't think about it. I just, okay, it took me by surprise. But then I thought about it. Okay, you know, Lord, you've been speaking, and this has been a long time. We was down in Atlanta, and there was this drunk guy. Or not drunk guy, forgive me. He was a homeless guy. And I was with a group of Christians. And does anybody have any idea what they said? I mean, it's probably right here. It's probably on the top of your head. What does it first occur to give homeless guy money? What first occurs to your mind?
That they'll spend it on alcohol.
They'll spend it on alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So automatically, we think we're in control
mm-hmm.
of what they're going to do with that
That's
money.
Right. Come on, brother.
Yes.
So why does the spirit of religion rise up and say, let's not give them
right.
the money because
Come
they're
on.
Going to blow it on alcohol?
Come on.
Why do we let
Come
the
on.
Spirit of religion rule who we are?
Speak through.
Because Jesus didn't say, well, let me see a bank statement. Come here, let me smell your breath and see.
On.
See
come
if you've
on,
been drinking before I give this to you.
Oh,
no, he didn't put a limitation on it. He said, if they ask you, give it.
That's right.
Yes.
If
on.
You have it. You know what? If you don't have it, you don't have it. But at least try to give them something.
That's
give
right.
them some of this word. This is living, breathing.
Yes.
This is the best thing you could give them.
Yes.
But if you have the means, and it says in the word, if you have the means, if you have the possessions, this earthly possessions,
yes.
give it to them. Don't hold it back.
Come on.
Let them have it. I can understand if you have bills and you have a dozen kids and you can't afford it. You can't financially do it. But fleece God with that too.
Mm.
Fleece him with it.
Yes.
And watch what he will do.
That's right.
Because that word still stands for that also.
Yes.
Let those religious demons go.
Mm.
Quit allowing those things to control how you give.
That's right.
There's no limitations to God.
Yes.
If you thought about it this far, and I didn't want to go here, but
come
I will.
On,
if you thought on, about it this on. Far,
come on.
That they're just going to go buy alcohol, well, think about, well, what if I don't give it to them? Who will they murder or who will they kill
Ooh.
To get the money to get that alcohol?
Wow.
Did I just cause that?
Wow.
Was it in my hands? See, because if you thought it was in your hands that you're going to give them alcohol, then it must be in your hands that they killed that person.
Wow, awesome.
Wow.
See, God is the giver of everything. It all
yes.
belongs to him. This yes. doesn't belong yes. to us.
No.
None of it does.
That's right.
It does not belong to us.
Come on.
And when you go to the scripture, you see, Peter... they didn't have the money. Jesus had already told them,
mm-hmm.
don't take it. He told them, don't take any of that. Don't take silver. Don't take gold. Don't take sandals.
Mm-hmm.
A worker's worth their due. Don't take all of that. They didn't have the material possessions to give. But what they did have, they gave.
Yes.
And what happened? The man was healed instantaneously.
Yes.
See, this thing of giving... is a major reason on why we're not receiving more of God than we are.
Oh. Ouch.
If you want more of the Lord, if you want more revelation, if you want more of His Word, if you want more peace, you want more joy, you want
yes.
more healing, you want more of every bit of the attributes of God.
Yes.
You have to give away
Amen.
What He's given.
Oh, yes, praise man. God.
Come
yes.
on. Come on.
You can't be delivered of something
mm.
and hold that in.
Yes.
Lest you become stagnant.
Mm.
Yes.
Praise God.
And become like a swamp.
Ooh.
Does any of you know what a swamp does? It constantly receives and it never gives out.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first thing you think of when you think of a swamp?
Nasty.
You think of it as nasty.
Yes.
You even think of it as a little scary.
Yes.
Because you're thinking, what are you thinking? Snakes? Alligators? Yes. You're thinking all of this nasty stuff's in the swamp that's mm-hmm. going to harm me.
Yes. Yeah.
What do you think about when you think of a lake or a river that's constantly flowing? A little less on that side, and it's mm-hmm. clean.
Mm-hmm.
It's moving.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you maintain all that information and you mm-hmm. don't give it out,
mm-hmm.
you develop fear.
Yes.
You develop that religious spirit.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
See, you develop all of these things. It takes giving.
Yes.
To receive more.
Yes.
Do you want to be like a flowing river?
Yes.
Then start giving. Start giving of yourself, of the Spirit.
Yes.
Start giving of what God says. Don't hold back and say, well, this, thus, and so, I can't do this because of this.
Mm.
No, say, God, I fleece you with it.
Yes.
You said to do it, and I'm going to do it.
Yes.
I don't care what circumstances say, I'm going to do what you said to do.
Yes.
I don't want to turn into no stagnant old pond,
yeah.
old swamp. See, you have to give out in order to receive in.
Mm-hmm.
This is called, this is reaping and sowing.
Yes.
Reaping and sowing. It's simple principles. Maybe you're stuck in that fear because you haven't sowed out. Have you ever heard the saying, if you're going through something, find somebody else that's going through the same thing and try to help them.
That's right. Tell it.
If you're going through something,
mm-hmm. yeah.
find somebody
yes.
else that's going through it.
Yes.
Start praying with them.
Yes.
You'll eventually find that problem is no longer a problem. You'll
yes.
eventually see that, wait a minute, this ain't so bad.
That's right.
This
come
ain't
on,
so bad at all.
Yeah.
Praise God, now you've got the victory
yes.
over it.
Yes.
You see, I was delivered from a dirty mouth. I had one of the dirtiest mouths.
Mm-hmm.
My wife can bear witness. One of the dirtiest mouths you could have.
Yeah.
Okay, God delivered me of that. He took it away
yes.
automatically. So why would I maintain that? Why would I hold that in when I hear somebody say, you know what? God can take that away.
Yes.
It ain't something you have to work on.
Yes.
God can completely deliver you of
ooh,
that.
No,
it would
yeah.
be a religious spirit for me to say, well, brother, it's something that you need to work on. No. No, it ain't something you work on. It's something you get rid of.
That's right. Praise God.
And let the Holy Spirit take over that tongue.
Yes.
Because
yes.
when he does it.
Oh, yeah.
He don't play. He takes it over and he'll eliminate it. It'll be gone.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
right.
See, I was delivered from nicotine and,
mm-hmm.
and tobacco. That ain't something you work on either.
No.
I'm working on quitting, brother.
Well,
that's the problem. You're working on it. You're not laying it down.
Ooh.
Give it up.
Wow.
See, it goes in that too. You give it up.
Yes.
God will pour it in.
Yes.
Same principle.
Yes.
We don't see that. See, we would like to think of it as money. This ain't a money thing.
Yeah.
This is everything.
Ooh, have mercy, Lord.
Everything.
Yes.
You know.
Come on, brother.
So
Go
many
on.
People.
Speak to him.
All I can say is when you start trying this,
mm-hmm.
this ain't going to be a change for this week.
Mm. That's right.
This is going to be a change for the rest of your life.
Yes.
Yes.
If you have question
mm-hmm.
in what I'm telling you today, go to the Lord in prayer, get in His Word,
mm-hmm.
and ask Him. And then I want you to fleece Him. Then I want you to say, okay, I hear my brother. I hear what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
But Lord, I got some kind of doubt going on. I got some kind of fear going on.
Yes.
And that's just because you've been in that stagnant swamp.
Yes.
I want you to know that's because you've been here. You haven't been giving it away. It hadn't been flowing freely out of you.
Yes.
You've been right here in a stagnant pool.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But say, okay, Lord, now I'm going to start fleecing you with it. Now I'm going to let you have it.
Yes.
And I ask you to open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing on me with so much room
yes,
that I can't
yes.
contain it.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
See, and He will. A dam. I did a little quick study on a dam in a lake. And what a dam's built for, they're built to generate power.
Ooh. Okay.
And so what happens is this water is coming through this dam and it's hitting these turbines, and these turbines are turning, generating power.
Mm-hmm.
The more water flows through,
mm-hmm.
the more energy it makes, the more power it makes.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, the more you let out, the more you let go and let God, the more powerful you become. So do you want to be powerful?
Yes,
do you want to live a mighty life? Do you want to live like the disciples? Because that's my heart's desire. I want to be like them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to be like them? Then that's how it starts. It starts with giving.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it is so important. It's not a money thing. I thank God for parents that taught me. They taught me growing up. It's just money. You can't take it with you when you die.
Right.
It's not that important. They didn't even realize, but they were put instilling something in me as a young child. It's just money. Who cares? So I never put this big thing on money or possessions because it's all going to burn.
That's right.
And it's all going to be destroyed.
That's right.
I don't care about that. I care about what the Lord has for me.
Yes, yes.
I care about everything that He has to offer. And I want to receive it. You know what? You're going to mess up.
Yes.
We all do. One thing that I learned, and I've learned this just here. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The word perfect. Everybody uses it. I'm not perfect. You know? Yeah, you're right. You're incomplete. You're absolutely right. You're incomplete. Only Christ is because He is complete whole. He is your all. He is your everything. See, but the Bible says, be ye perfect, for which your Father in heaven is perfect. Do we understand what that means? See, I looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
It means to set a good example. Who does Jesus define as good? It means to set a godly example before people.
Good.
We can't set that example if we're not giving of ourselves.
That's right.
The Word says it. If we're not giving, how can the love of God be in us?
That's right.
What did He do? He sent His Son. He gave His Son for our sins. So why do we think we can hold on to these material possessions and get anywhere with God?
Well,
have mercy on me. We're not going to. We're not going to. It's till we realize He's got it all. He's in control of it all.
Mm-hmm.
He has His hand over all of it.
Yes.
He's authority over it all.
Yes.
Before we can move on, before we can get filled with God. I'm learning that principle, and I've been learning it for a while. It's reaping and sowing.
Yes.
You take what God gives you, and you give it to someone else. When you come in here and you hear a word, it speaks to your heart. You maintain that word, and you don't give it away. Eventually, you're going to come in here, and before you know it, you're not going to get anything out of the message.
Mm. Oh,
you're going to be sitting there saying, well,
wow.
I didn't feel it today.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I didn't feel the anointing today.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't sense God's presence today. Well, what did you do last time you sensed it? What did you do with it?
Oh.
What did you do with it? What did you do with the last word that God gave you?
Wow.
Did you hold on to it and go sour?
Wow.
And go bitter? And allow fear to creep up? And allow religion to creep up? Or did you give it away?
Yes, Lord.
Did you say, yes, Lord, I hear you. I hear you, Lord. And I'm going to give it away.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to give it away. I'm learning this principle. I'm learning this principle. And the more I do it, the more I practice it, the more powerful I can feel my spirit becoming.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See, as I said before I even got up here, this is not about me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that I could say that would save a gnat. I couldn't get up here and say anything that would save a gnat, but it's by the power and the anointing of God.
Yes.
And if I'm not giving the anointing away and maintaining it for myself, then I'm just an old dried up stagnant pond that is not fit for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Come on.
I have to give away what God gives me.
Yes.
I'm learning it. I'm learning it. And we all can learn it together.
Yes.
This is important. If you've got to the point to where you come to church and you don't hear what God is saying, today is your day of change. Right now. Mm-hmm. Right now is your day of change.
Yes.
Right now you take what you have just received, because though your ears and your flesh man is saying this, thus, and so, your spirit man is saying, give me more.
Yes, yes,
give me more.
Yes.
Listen to your spirit man and then go give that away.
Mm-hmm.
Go give that away and watch God start showing you revelations and opening His Word to you. And when you come to church, believing and saying, Lord, speak to me.
Yes.
So that I may go speak to others.
Amen.
I want to receive from your word. I want to receive from the message today so others can be changed.
Yes. Thank you.
Because when you trust God like that, mm-hmm. you're going to be changed anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be changed just because
mm-hmm.
of the giving, of your heart. See, it comes to a heart thing.
Yes,
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 yes, it does.
It comes
good.
Down to
very
a heart
good.
Thing.
Ugh.
The hardest thing that I was ever able faced with. It's what David was faced with. Lord, search my heart. Can you do that?
No.
Can you go to the Lord in prayer and say, search my heart? Because just like that video we seen here a while back with that chisel, be prepared for what you find in there, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, have mercy.
Because I know what's in there.
Yes.
I know the fear. I know the rebellion. I know all of that that's in there, Lord. Be prepared. Because I know it's in there. You need to do that. We all need to do that. Lord, search our hearts. And as frightening as it may sound, it's not that frightening at all. God says, once I bring it up, I'll bring it out. I'll bring it out. You just give it to me.
Yes.
Don't let me bring it up and you push it back down and become a swamp again. Once I bring it up,
yes,
you let it out.
Yes.
And then I'll pour in.
Yes.
And then before you know it, you're going to be flowing. You're going to be flowing like a river. You're going to be flowing like a river. You're going to be generating more power. There's going to people be saved. Why do you think the disciples, when they spoke, they stood up and spoke, people was saved instantaneously, people was delivered instantaneously, because they remained in the flow of God and
yes.
they remained in the principle of giving.
Yes.
That's all Jesus taught. Give it all. Sell it all. Get rid of it all. Give it to the poor. Come and follow me. Give yourself. It's hard.
Yes.
It's a hard thing. I battle with it daily. Daily. Laying down my flesh. Giving up the desires that I want to do. And this goes for your family. You have to give up things in your life for your family when you have a family. And you know what? I've complained about it in the past. But no more. No more will I complain, because I understand the principle of it. My wife is the greatest witness to me on that, because she gives of herself daily for our children. See, I'm learning from her. My wife will always outgive me. I'll just tell you. She'll always be able to outgive me. I wished I could say different, but I can't. I can't get up here and put myself above her. She's above me as far as giving goes. She gives of herself every day. Every day. And like she says, her work never ends, because it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I like to go in and clock out.
Mm-hmm.
That changes. That changes. I want to be a giver. And if I want to be a giver and I want to be what God's called me to be, it's got to start there. It's got to start with me saying, you know what, I'm going to give myself. You know what? And I know, as the very words that I say, Satan's knocking at the door saying, all right, it's time for testing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yes.
okay. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world.
Yes.
I have the strength to overcome. As long as I keep my focus and rely on him, I'm going to be different. I'm not going to remain in that stagnant pond. I'm not
yes.
going to remain with those fears and those
yes.
trials and,
yes.
and all of this stuff. I'm not going to remain there.
Yes.
And I don't want anyone else to.
Yes.
and God don't want anyone else to. Why do you think this word was placed on my heart? Why do you think this word has been years in the making? Because God don't want us to struggle with it.
Yes.
He does not want us to struggle with the fact that we're lack. We don't have enough. Because once you start giving, you're going to have more than enough. You'll have more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be getting revelations. God will be speaking to you constantly. Day in and day out. You don't have to be fivefold minister, be a pastor, up behind a pulpit. You don't have to be all of those things. All you have to do is be willing to give of yourself for God's kingdom. And that's what we're going to do. That's where this ministry is going.
Yes.
We're into giving.
Yes.
This ties into everything that Penny has been talking about the past 2 weeks. Who are you in Christ?
Yes.
In Christ, you are a giver.
Yes.
Lord.
That's what you do.
Yes.
It's not a chore. If it is a chore, you need to search your heart.
Come on. Come on.
If you feel like it's a problem, you need to go to the throne room of God and say, why does it feel like it's burdensome to me to give?
Yes.
Yes. Because He didn't make it burdensome. It's not a burden to give. If you ever feel like it's an issue, get before the face of God. Get on your face. And you ask Him to get rid of that or reveal to you why you're having it.
Yes.
And He will. Don't be afraid. Fear not. Every time Jesus come up on the scene, that's what He would have to say. And angels. Fear not. The presence of God is a scary thing. And the presence of God in our lives is scary.
Yes.
Because we're afraid.
Yes.
What He's going to find.
Yes.
But don't be afraid. Jesus says, fear not. Because He is faithful and just to forgive and forget every wrongdoing,
yes,
every trespass.
Yes.
So you just bring it to me.
Yes.
And let it go.
Yes.
Let it flow. And I will flow freely through you. Are you blessed?
Yes, God.
Yes.
Are you happy?
Have mercy, Lord.
Yes.
Do you have a different perspective on what giving is?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Lord. Yes.
It's not about money.
No.
Money is just a given. It comes, it goes. It doesn't mean that much. It's a heart thing. And this is for each individual. Search your heart. Let God search your heart. Don't just throw this word away and under the bridge. Don't push this back down in the swamp. If you're tired of fear.
Yes.
If you're sick and tired of religion. If you're tired of rebellion. If you're tired of being the accuser.
Yes.
See, because Satan does that too. He is the accuser of the brethren. He's a fault finder.
Yes.
And if you catch yourself finding fault.
Oh,
finding fault with others.
Oh, Jesus, help me.
Then you need some work.
Because
we got to get rid of the fault finding. You know what? You see a fault in a brother, you pray for him. You don't say, let me tell you why you're going to hell. You say, Lord God, deliver him. Lord God, help him. And if God permits you to go speak to him, go to him lovingly.
Yes.
Not say you're dying and going to hell. If you don't change your ways. No, God didn't come at us that way.
That's right. That's right.
Jesus didn't come at us that way.
Oh,
Jesus. He came giving.
Yes.
He came serving.
Yes.
One more thing. Service. You have to serve in the kingdom.
Yes.
There's no middle grounds. The day the Passover took place, Jesus sent 2 disciples to go and prepare. Prepare all the food, prepare the room.
Right.
They went and prepared everything for that meal. So it takes service also. This can't be just, I'll take this piece and I'll take that piece. No, you have to do the whole enchilada. You have to do everything that He's calling you to do.
Well,
you know, a good pastor friend of mine. I love him to death. He inspires me. He went ripping pages out of the Bible. I'm not going to do that, but he went as sporadic as, well, that page doesn't matter, and throws it out, because that don't pertain to me. No, this whole book pertains.
That's right.
Amen.
The whole book pertains
good.
To us.
Yes.
We can't take out what don't agree with us.
Yes.
We have to look at our hearts and say, okay, God, this ain't agreeing with me,
yes.
and I want to know why
yes.
it's not.
Mm.
Because this is your word, and your word is perfect
yes.
in every way.
Right.
It can't be wrong. So what's wrong with me?
That's right.
Why am I not lining up?
Yes.
We can't just say, well, I'll rip that page out.
No.
Because when you do, you've invited a religious spirit in.
Thank you.
Yes.
Religion.
Yes.
You know, and I don't want to come at nobody, but religion
yes.
will send you to hell quicker than a sinner.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, it's going to send you to hell so much quicker. Why? Because we have a form of godliness and we're denying the power.
The power thereof. Mm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're denying it. And we're leading people
that's
astray.
Good. Yes.
We're teaching people, don't give to that bum on the street because
right.
he's going to go buy alcohol with it.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
And we think we're holy.
Oh,
gosh.
We think we're holy. Don't give him no money.
Right.
You know he's going to go squander that.
Judgment.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't give him anything.
Mm.
He's less than you.
Oh.
We don't look at it like that. And we're not taught that way.
Right.
We're taught, well, he's going to go buy alcohol with it. Man, I thank God he didn't. He didn't give me a breathalyzer. I thank God he didn't run a drug test on me.
That's right.
That's right.
I thank God he didn't give me a spelling check.
Thank you.
Or a grammar check.
Yes. Come on, Chad.
Before he said, come on in, son.
Yeah.
He said, come. I'll take you as you are.
Yes.
But I'll refuse to let you stay the same.
That's right.
You're not going to be the same man as you was
yes.
when you came.
Yes.
You're going to be different.
Thank you.
I'm going to do a different work in you.
Thank you.
And that's what he's going to do in all of us.
Yes.
Is everybody ready for it?
Yes.
Let me pray over you.
Yes.
You okay?
Yes.
Father,
yes.
I thank you for your word. God, I thank you for the power to give, Father, and what it means to give, Lord. Lord, it was because you give Jesus, Lord, that we're all able to even be called into your kingdom. Father, I thank you and I praise you, Father, that each and every individual in here, Father, all of us, Father, are learning, Father, and we are going to take this message.
Yes.
And God, we're not going to put it down in the swamp, Father. We refuse to stay there. Lord, and I bless each and every one with it, God. And I ask you to move mightily, Father. Speak to their hearts and show them. Open their hearts,
yes.
Father. Search our hearts, Lord God,
yes.
so that we may see change, Father.
Yes.
So that we may see the difference, Father, of what is and what ain't, Father God. Let us lay down, Father, everything that we were taught, Father, as kids. Everything that religious spirits have tried to teach us, Father. And I ask you to overcome that, Father. And minister to our hearts and let us know, Father God, what is of your spirit, Father, what is of truth, Father, and what is of your word. And I give you glory and honor, and I thank you and I praise you, Father, as you search our hearts, Father, that we would surrender that to you
yes.
and that we would trust you with it, God, because
yes.
it comes to our trust
yes.
in you, Father. We either trust you with it or
yes.
we don't, God,
yes.
but we got to come
yes.
to that term too, Father, whether we do or we don't trust you, God. And I asked you, Lord, that you would reveal even that to us, Father, that we would lay it down and trust you with it, God, as hard as it may seem and as hard as it may be, God. I ask you to move mightily, Father.
Yes.
Lord, I know this is not an easy word, and I know it's not a word that most people have heard, Father, because they've heard right the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I ask you to speak to the hearts,
mm-hmm.
Lord, as you already have. You've ministered to the spirits in this room, Father. Lord, and I thank you that every religious demon is broken off of
yes.
these people in the name of Jesus. That religious spirit is gone in the name of Jesus. And
yes.
the Spirit of the Lord is living and breathing inside of each and every one, Father. That you would move mightily, Lord, in their lives, Father. And that, Lord, they would be able to sense the giving freely of themselves, of their finances, of
yes.
anything of their lives, God, that you require.
Yes.
Not that man would require it, Father, but that you
yes.
would. Father, I ask you to speak to their hearts what
yes.
they should do, where they should go, what
yes.
they should give. Lord, I'm not up here to tell them that they should give this or give that, Father. It's in your hands, God, that they should give, Lord. We just trust you with it, Father, that, Lord, you speak to their hearts. You minister to their hearts, Father, and minister to them and tell them what they should give, Lord. Lord, that's not my job. My job is to give them your word, Lord, as you give it to me. Father, I thank you for your revelation, and I thank you for your word, Lord. And I release it today to your people. Lord, I pray for more word, more revelation, Father. Lord, from your word, God, for each and every one of us, God, that you would move mightily. I thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.